Mandy Rose, WWE superstar, joining us here in the Freak Nation. Of course, involved in WrestleMania 36 and the madness that was that. And, of course, SmackDown on Friday night. Mandy, we were talking earlier before you going live with us here in the Freak Nation about how we're based in Arizona. You're based in Florida. You have friends and family members in the Northeast. Haven't had the greatest of weather. And of course, with New York and that area being really a hot spot, many, many deaths, those affected with COVID-19. Outside of your job, I've got to imagine that that takes up a lot of your time thinking about those individuals affected by this pandemic.
Yeah, I really do, to be honest. Especially, you know, my family is all up north in New York. So, you know, it's starting to get a little bit nicer now. But I definitely pretty grateful now that I'm in Florida during these times because I can hang out by my pool and enjoy the nice weather.
Well, if your family's in New York, I just have to ask, how are they doing with all of the crisis going on right now?
Yeah, they're doing all right. You know, it's definitely hit New York pretty hard, but they're hanging in there. They're doing all right. You know, my dad has a small business. He owns a deli. So, of course, he's seen some changes, but they're doing okay right now. So, you know, we got to just keep praying. Hopefully this all gets better soon.
Mandy Rose, WWE's Mandy Rose, joining us here in the Freak Nation. And Mandy, one of the things that makes wrestling so spectacular is your audience reaction and being a part of the audience being a part of you. And with this quarantine, with this pandemic, you talk about a series of that had to make adjustments of not being able to touch fans, get in the middle of fans. That had to be a major adjustment for you guys.
Yeah, it was definitely an adjustment for sure. You know, it's a little bit of a challenge we all had to face together and kind of, you know, just still put on a show. And, you know, obviously we're all about our fans. We're all about our crowd interaction, but you know, it is what it is. And I think as we, accomplished, you know, from WrestleMania, we were able to do it and we were able to put on a great show and show our fans and audience and, you know, give them some, you know, amazing TV and entertainment.
When you find things of that nature that it's like, oh man, I miss the fact that we don't have 20,000 screaming fans. Kind of makes you appreciate the fact that the following of not just yourself, but all the other wrestlers in WWE, it's a significant fan base.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, even these past couple weeks and past month or so, it definitely has been kind of one of those moments where you sit back and you're like, wow, you do appreciate a lot of things because, or, you know, they take away a lot of stuff that we're so used to every day, but, you definitely appreciate it way more. And, you know, we can't wait till I can't wait for sure till I walk out that curtain and I, you know, get that crowd reaction and that crowd interaction of 20,000 fans, again, cause it's been a little while. So, yeah, you definitely appreciate it way more for sure.
Mandy Rose joining us here in the Freak Nation. And Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, is trying to bring NASCAR back to Florida first. WWE, you guys pretty much laid down the foundation. There are some NASCAR drivers, though, that are hesitant. Were you hesitant when you first heard of this happening? And what about the feeling of some of your other competitors? And is it just kind of like, well, as long as we know we're healthy, we'll be okay?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough time and it's kind of like you have mixed emotions and all. But, you know, I am really grateful that I am, you know, that I have a job right now with everything, you know, going on. And
yeah,
I think,
true.
You have to really just be careful and stay healthy and just, you know, really be mindful of it. So, you know, I'm just grateful that I'm able to still go to work and just be extra careful when I'm there. You know, we take all the precautions.
And then in this crazy time that we're in with the pandemic, Zoom calls have just blown up and all different other forms of video conferencing. What happened to your prank conference?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I was doing Zoom with Maria Menounos, Better Together, her YouTube series. And Sonia tried to kind of, I guess, get a hold of me. She's been trying to get a hold of me for a while now. And she pranked in about like three different people pretending to be someone else. And I guess that was her way of trying to get through to me, which was, it was pretty funny, but I was like, you're really, come on.
It's this time we have on our hands. We got to do something.
I know, exactly. That's what I said. I'm like, oh, she must be pretty bored.
Given the fact what happened in WrestleMania 36, you're talking about Sonya Deville. Was she trying to get a hold of you through this prank?
Yeah, Yeah.
It's just epic.
I mean, given what happened, yep, again, WrestleMania 36 with you, Otis, Ziggler, and Sonya, I can only imagine she's trying to get a hold of you.
Yeah, I mean, she definitely, she's been trying to call and trying to, I don't even know what she's going to, you know, try to explain herself and why she did what she did. You know, I'm still very hurt that she even did what she did, because it's like, she's been literally my best friend, you know, my sister. So no idea what her intentions were. I guess she's going to try to explain that this Friday on SmackDown. So we shall all see what she has to say, but I really don't have anything to say to her.
Mandy Rose, huge drama in WrestleMania 36. In fact, it was a match between Otis and Ziggler fighting for your affections and ended up with you smacking your former partner in the ring. Lots of drama around this. You've had a lot of success outside the ring with your fitness business and your fitness app. This drama can only help.
Yeah, there was a lot of drama going on for sure. It was crazy. I mean, you know, the week before, we saw everything kind of go down and the reveal and who was behind it all. And it was just kind of like, it was really weird because, you know, I didn't expect any of that. And it's just very interesting how it all went down. No, you know, the way it ended, I'm happy about, of course. We got a good, nice, happy ending. Otis is an amazing guy. He's very sweet. And, you know, apparently Dolph and Sonya just wanted to sabotage us. For what reason? I have no idea.
She's jealous because of all the online activity that you have when you're selling out things.
And
you've
got
the workout videos. That's what the deal is. Come on.
Yeah, I think so.
It's not lost on those that followed your career of outside the ring, but it's also what you do outside with your online prowess as well. We're watching some of your TikTok videos. You realize it's just part and parcel of being a WWE star.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you know, it kind of hit home yesterday. I had seen an article that I was the number one athlete with the highest amount of engagement during the COVID-19 week of April 2nd to April 8th. So, and then, yeah, it was crazy. I was like, wow. I kept like zooming in to look. I'm like, no way. Like, and this is with every sport, you know, NBA, NFL, MLB. So like WWE and I don't know. I was like, wow. And I was laughing because I just thought of it when you said TikTok. So I'm like, oh, maybe it was my TikTok that I started. I've been doing so many and like just bored, kind of like dancing. And it's actually like fun. Like, you know, it's because I danced my whole life. So like, you know, I'm not the best dancer, but like, I think, you know, I could pull off some of these dance moves that they have, but, it's been a lot of fun. And yeah, it was really cool when I saw that. I was like, oh, wow, that's really cool. But, yeah, I've been keeping busy with all that. You know, I have an app. It's called Fit with Mandy, and that's basically designed for all different skill levels where, you know, you can do this 12-week program anywhere, you know, in your living room, in the garage, outside. Mm-hmm. So it's really amazing that we have it right now with this quarantine going on because, you know, it gives people ideas to still work out and stay healthy during all of this. So that's really cool. And I really try to stay active on my social media with my fans, with my followers and just to, you know, promote a healthy lifestyle as well as, you know, giving them the entertainment that they want from WWE and elsewhere.
Well, you know what you're doing. If you're dancing on any of your social media platforms, you know, you're getting the attention of the producers of Dancing with the Stars.
I hope so. You never know, right?
Would you do that show if asked?
Oh, for sure. I would love to do that.
There you go.
I don't know.
Yeah, right?
I could see Mandy Rose with Dancing with the Stars.
You'd have to get her with one of the awesome S starters like Val Schmierkowski. Yeah. That's who I would love her with. Yes.
For sure.
That's what I'm saying. You'd have to pair Mandy up with a crap starter.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Bam.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mandy Rose joining us here in the Freak Nation, of course, part of WrestleMania. Was it just last weekend? Yes, it was just last weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I know. The time is all weird with everything. Yeah, I don't know what day it is anymore.
Right?
Crazy.
Does every day feel like either Friday or a Sunday?
Yeah, it's so weird. I don't even know. I have to like check every morning. I really don't know.
I feel the same way. WrestleMania 36, Mandy Rose joining us here in the Freak Nation.
But our excuse is, Mandy just talked about promoting a healthy lifestyle. Our excuse in quarantine is drinking a lot.
Yeah.
Clearly, Mandy's not doing that, but that's our excuse.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe not too much.
There we go.
Okay, we don't need to talk about that now.
Mandy, as long as you're still healthy, it's
what's
good.
What's your cheat meal?
Yeah, exactly.
Mandy, what's your cheat meal?
Well, I've been having a lot of cheat meals. So I'm going to have to go with raviolis. Yeah.
Delish.
Grew up in an Italian home. I ate raviolis and chicken cutlets pretty much, 3 to 4 times a week. So I'm going to have to go with the raviolis.
Bam. Any idea what we should be expecting coming up this weekend or the future for Mandy Rose?
Yeah, obviously tonight on SmackDown, you'll see, Sonya and I go face to face with whatever she has to say to me. And I'm sure, everyone's going to tune in to see that. And just basically, like I said, my Fit with Mandy app is really amazing. And it's available on the App Store for anyone out there that needs that extra motivation, that extra push to get out there and stay healthy and maintain. And also I have a skincare line dropping soon called Amarose. Hopefully that will be within the next couple months. That's amarose.com. I'm really excited about that. And TikTok, gonna keep rolling those videos on TikTok.
Yes.
Is your complexion damn good, Mandy?
Oh, thank you.
Is that from Amarose?
I appreciate that. Yes, that's all from Amarose. Yeah, I've been using those this line for about 6 months now because I wanted to obviously make sure it worked well on my my own skin, but also stuff that I really like. It's been amazing. There's a serum, a moisturizer, an eye gel, and a rose toner, and I'll be doing a lot of gift sets and stuff like that. But it's really great stuff.
At WWE_MandyRose, Mandy Rose here in the Freak Nation. Good luck to you this weekend.
Of course. Thanks for having me, guys, and take care.